following podcast was recorded on the 19th of November, live from the floor of the Green Build 2008 Expo in Boston. This segment features Dr. Andrew Marsh, Senior Product Manager for Sustainable Design, and Deb Drabowski, Regional Industry Marketing Manager for AEC.
Andrew, you're here at Greenbuild today representing Autodesk's newest analysis tool, Ecotect. So what is Ecotect and who are the main users of the product?
Okay, so Ecotect is a conceptual design tool, and it aims to encapsulate all of those decisions that you need to take as a conceptual designer, lighting, thermal, acoustics, etc., all in the one package. Our users, up until a couple of years ago, were probably about 60% engineers, 30% architects, and then the rest education. But in the last couple of years, it's completely changed. So now it's almost like 70 to 80% architects. So it's been a complete change just in the US and throughout Europe.
So what do you attribute that change to?
It varies in different parts of the world. In Europe, it was the EPD, the Energy Performance Directive from the European Parliament, which has basically focused designers on the idea that energy is key and that, carbon. So they're forced to do it. In North America, it's completely different. It's aspirational. So everybody wants a LEED Gold or a LEED Platinum. And that's pushing the clients to push the architects to push the whole field through. In Australia and Asia, it's quite a bit different. Australia has its Green Star rating, etc. So it's kind of a combination, but they've always been voluntary codes. And one issue, if I can just pressure that, is not to say that one code is better than another, but a lot of pass-fail codes can be problematic because people view them as a target, when really the code is saying, unless you design to this level, it's illegal. You're not allowed to build it, even if you are, whereas that's a design target. What we need are these aspirational codes, which there's an incentive to go far beyond that, because really that's what we need to do. We need much better buildings, not slightly less worse.
So what trends are you seeing in the use of analysis tools for sustainable design?
I think the main trend is the desire to use analysis much, much earlier in the process, at that earliest conceptual stage. Typically, the tools required you to cross the T's and dot the I's. You needed to know the internal emissivity of all the materials that you were going to use, and that wasn't finalized until right at the end of the process. Similarly, engineers didn't really want to take a go at the design until it was reasonably final, because they could do a 3 weeks work on a design that changed 3 weeks ago. So they really didn't want to participate too early in the process. What we're seeing now is that the low-hanging fruit can sometimes be like a 60% gain, whereas you can spend a lot of money and a lot of time with a consultant chasing some 15% gain at the end. So at that early stage, if you can do a quick site analysis, work out where on the site the building should best go for maximum daylight, maximum solar radiation, the right orientation of that building, the right shape, if there are certain parts of the building that need overshadowing or need to be shaded, then make the building, shape the building form so that it provides self-shading as opposed to tacking on a shading device. So that kind of thing done well at the earlier stages gives you 60% gain. Then you can go and chase the 15% gain, but you've already got, the low-hanging fruit.
Your presentation today at Greenbuild was absolutely packed. People are really interested in Ecotect. Can you talk a little bit about how Ecotect fits in with other analysis tools that Autodesk offers or with other software that we provide?
Certainly. So I think it's part of a suite, because these things have to be attacked at every level. And that's the only way we're going to get this step change in performance. But I think where Ecotect can really make a difference is at that really early pre-design stage, where you've sourced the site details, so you know roughly the site information. You may have got some information about buildings around it, so you can do that early site analysis and map things like solar radiation, daylight, so that gives you the insight to start building the building. Once you get to the point where you're laying out the zones and you've got essentially a building with its internal rooms, then you can go to things like Green Building Studio, even to some of the load calculations, where they are going to tell you where that building fits in relation to everybody else. How much energy it's likely to use per year. And because we can benchmark that, you can then see, okay, well, at this point, I now need to either run really, really fast to catch up, or actually I'm pretty much there anyway, so I can concentrate on other things. Once you've got that, though, it'll give you, Green Builder Studio does give you some feedback as to, you need to use more renewables, more photovoltaics, maybe consider natural ventilation. The next question is how. You've got a building, and you've got this suggestion that natural ventilation is a good thing, but now you need to go back into Ecotect or someone like Ecotect's pretty good tool because it does it for you, to work out if I was to shape the building slightly differently, if I was to put some sort of scoop, can I scoop the air into the right windows? Can I use a louver system here, or do I use a brise-allée, etc.? It's those detailed decisions that you then have to come back to once you have the building. So it is a three-stage process, but I think the middle stage is an important one, because if there's one thing that architects need to know, it's where am I with regard to best practice? Because typically we just don't know until the very end when it gets turned down from a gold building. Whereas if we can learn that very, very early on, then we know, right, we really need to bog down and do some work here to bring it up.
Well, that's terrific. So where can people go to learn more about Ecotect?
I guess the first point of call is going to be the product center at Autodesk.com. So that'll be Autodesk.com/Ecotect. From there, you'll get a basic overview, but there's also a link there to the Ecotect site. So Ecotect.com has a whole range of additional material. And actually, if people are interested, they can go to Ecotect.org, which is our wiki that has a whole bunch of training material as well. So the .com site is all the basics, support, etc. The .org site is all the training material, teaching and background information.
Great, and so people can go to the Autodesk.com site to get a free trial of Ecotect as well?
That's right. It'll redirect them to Ecotect.com, where they can download a free trial, as you say.
For everything about Autodesk activities, webcasts, and products showcased at the Green Build 2008 Expo, visit www.autodesk.com/GreenBuild08.